Are you ready?
A Shot of Wrestling presents A Shot of BCW. And away we go!
Rachel, get a shot, boy. Is that the message you got? We about to go live, but you're ready to rock. So take a shot. Oh, yeah. So take a step up to the break. We got MJP and BC Dog. That's the brain and championship team. From Milan to Japan and everywhere in between. Get the up-to-date news on the wrestling scene. So take a shot, boy. Is that the message you got? We about to go live, but you're ready to rock. So take a shot.
And here's your host, Michael J. Putty.
Thank you, Shane Fair. And yes, welcome to another episode of A Shot of BCW. I'm your host at Michael J. Putty, joined, as always, by the one and only, the esteemed governor of BCW, Mr. AJ Payne. Governor, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be back at the home studios.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're a week away. Well, by the time we're recording this here, we're a week away. It'll be closer by the time this airs, but it's Queen of the North time. Queen of the North 5, exciting event. I'm very, very excited. There's a lot to unpack here. What we've talked about, what we haven't talked about yet, that we will be today. It's an exciting time for BCW, where, as Anthony Cole likes to say, we're moving all the way up.
So, coming off WrestleMania weekend.
Yes.
Last year, you pulled some people aside, and basically, long story short, you lost your smile. Then, I think by the end of that show, you found it. The next couple of shows, you picked it up. And going into 2024, you wanted to make BCW the best it could be, bigger and better. There's a newfound passion and ignition. Is that a word? Lit it in you, right?
Yes.
So coming off WrestleMania weekend, is it safe to say, in 2024, we're entering the AJ Pan era of BCW?
We're close. I'm trying my hardest.
Because we had to mention that episode. Someone's era is mentioned everywhere now.
Yeah. I mean, we could definitely say, like, since 2022 when we came back post-pandemic, well, whatever. I don't know. It's hard to say because the pandemic, I don't know, when did it end? Like, about 6 months ago? But once things started opening again, I say it's post-pandemic. I try to, you know, that's when I took over fully the reins backstage of stuff. Of course, Anthony Cole, he is the final say with everything, and we work closely together. But I hope a lot of you who have been following us for a long time, you can see the difference in past incarnations. Mm-hmm. This is probably, let me see if I can, this is probably like the fourth or fifth booking regime we have had in BCW's history. And good points, bad points to all of them. But I think now, like, again, we're getting to the point where we were in 2020, where we were on the cusp of doing something really special. Our last show that year, I know we mentioned it on here and probably on Shot of Wrestling, but that show felt special. Everything was moving in the right direction, and going into anniversary, we were so excited, and then everything shut down.
Yep.
So we've been on a climb back ever since, and I think starting at Welcome to the New Year, it finally felt like, okay, everything is starting to click again. Everybody's buying into the storylines. There are more talent that the BCW faithful are clicking with. The locker room, for the most part, we have a very great locker room. Everybody's excited to be at BCW. It's a really good time, and Queen of the North is one of my favorite events. It's time to put a spotlight on the talented women of the industry, even though we here at BCW, we don't see gender. That was another thing I wanted to do, and it's more about who the better athlete is, who the better personality is, who do you want to see at BCW? That's what it comes down to. Who gets the best reactions, love them or hate them? So, and I think this event kind of shows what we do, the best of the best. And we, again, like we try to do, we bring in some talent you have not seen in this area before and give you BCW the faithful the best that we can offer you.
Love them or hate them.
Love them or hate them, because sometimes Darius Carter.
And Mark
you
Schwann.
Love to, and well, they just hate Mark Schwann. They hate to hate Mark
Schwann. Too long, we didn't mention his name. I don't get a text.
But Darius, you love to hate him. Like, he's one, you can say you hate him so much, you're going to come to see what happens during his match, his segment, whatever. And Queen of the North, he's very notorious for his involvement, so.
So last episode, episode 14, we covered the first part of the card.
Yes.
Ray Lynn versus Notorious Mimi. Yes. All Natural Ashley versus Jin Savani.
Yes.
Adriana Mosley versus Faye Jackson, the returning Queen of Queens.
Ooh, yeah, that's.
And the Queen of the North finals, Tiffany Avatar, Harlene Lopez, and Emily J with an interview with Tiffany. That was episode 14. Make sure you go back and check it out if you missed it. Now, Governor, let's press ahead to the second half of the card.
And that's already a stacked card already. We still have some more matches to go.
Totally forgot about that. At the end of last episode 14, you're like, oh, we have more matches to announce. I'm like, oh, wait, there's more?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Take my money now. But no, there's more.
Yes.
Including Clara Carreras versus Gabby Ortiz.
I'm excited for that. And again, we've seen, so Gabby has been one of the most requested BCW talents or people who they've wanted to see here mm-hmm. for a while. She technically had a BCW match when she challenged for the women's championship in another promotion during the summer.
Right.
She made her official BCW debut at Nightmare at the Mecca, where she lost to Emily J, the Stunner, where she aligned with AJ Pan. But she's been proven, and the fans still, the faithful are still big fans of hers. So, Queen of the North, why not bring Gabby back? Let's see what she could do one more time. And the debuting here, Clara Carreras, I forget my pronunciation of that name, but she's been I have seen a lot of her stuff online, and she's been making some moves here. So, this is going to be a big test for both of them. Can Gabby get that win? Can Gabby become more of a mainstay in BCW? Or is Clara going to make that big mark and prove that she is going to be someone that the faithful are going to have to get behind and going to get used to and see what she does here.
So Queen of the North finals aside, we have yet to mention a championship. So again, this card is already stacked.
Right.
So let's start including the championships.
Yes, because yeah, those are always on the line. At
Grand Dragon Championship will be on the line as Anthony Gangone defends against Kelsey Regan.
That is going to be one of the most hard-hitting matches on the card. Anthony Gangone, as we've seen, him and Vicious Vicky had a war two events in, and Kelsey got screwed at last year's anniversary. Yeah, she got screwed, and waiting for the right time of scheduling and just trying to get her back, and I felt personally that we owed her something. A women's championship match, but you know what? A Grand Dragon championship match is one that I think maybe, hopefully make her happy, and it did. She's excited for this match, as is Mr. Gangone. He says it's going to be a tough champ, but he's looking forward to this. But yeah, like, yeah, that was a lot of controversy last year with, you know.
Who did she get screwed by? Who screwed her over?
Mark Schwann.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you screwed you over, too, going above your head.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even know about that. So that's where a lot of this started. You know, I went behind my back to Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole approved it. I had no idea what was going on. But, hey, you know, yeah, almost a year. No, it is a year later. That Vicky's still a champion, so good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I don't blame her. I blame Mark.
Yeah, too.
But yeah, so Kelsey is getting her rightful opportunity, a one-on-one opportunity for a championship. And who knows? Maybe we'll see a new Grand Dragon champion.
Keep Mark away from this match.
Definitely, yes. We're going to keep him away from here. Wow. I'm trying to beef up security backstage.
Please, you need it.
With him, of course.
Like I mentioned earlier, last week we had an interview with Tiffany Avatar.
Yes.
One-third of your final for the Queen of the North Five. Well, Governor, a second competitor joining us this week. We sit down with Harlene Lopez. Take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome my next guest here on Shot of BCW. She is someone that I think a lot of people have had their eye on for quite a bit right now. She's a rising star, not in just BCW, but I think in the indies altogether. Still blows my mind how young she is in this industry. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Queen of the North finalist, the spiteful brute, Harlene Lopez.
How's it going?
Yeah, I feel like you just pulled a Cody Rhodes on me. I feel like you're like, well, so what do you want to talk about? But a little more evil. I'm doing well. How are you, most importantly?
I'm doing excellent. Dude, it was just a wild week. WrestleMania week was here. The weather is finally nice. I'm a little irritated. There's nothing for me to complain about right now. Like, everything just seems to be, like, smooth sailing right now.
So no scissors out and about, no sharp objects needed right now. We good?
Still lying around. I just don't know where they are. They're somewhere in one of my suitcases.
They're just lost at the moment. Okay, we're good then. Yeah. The last time we saw you was at Welcome to the New Year. You were supposed to face Nevaeh Chantel, right? You're supposed to, you know, the best of three here. There's a third match. You're both 1-1. For whatever reason, Nevaeh Chantel cannot show up. Who was her replacement? Rebecca Scott. Mm-hmm. Huge difference there. Rebecca Scott, if the viewers don't know, decorated champion throughout different promotions, make her BCW debut to qualify for Queen of North. A lot of people are talking about this as match of the night. Harlene Lopez, talk to me about what was your mindset going in when Rebecca's music hit and just the emotion of all, you beating her in keep calling this match a night. Like, what are your thoughts on all this?
So, it really seems like Nevaeh was a little scared just to get in the ring with me. Because that's what seems like what the story is. Being able to like face Rebecca J. Scott. See, I've been watching her for a while, so I know who she is, and I know what she's capable of. I know what she's able to bring into the ring. I was a little annoyed that she was the one that replaced her, because I technically mentally was not ready for it.
No, you were a huge disadvantage. But, yeah.
But it doesn't mean I didn't know who she was. I didn't know what she might throw my way. People calling it the match of the night. Honestly, I appreciate that, but at the same time, that's almost dismissing every other match I had part of. Every other match, not necessarily in BCW, but every other match in other companies, every other match that I've had on the independent scene that I've been grinding through. I've been going to shows, I've been going to these promotions, I've been trying to like find a spot in their cards. And I feel like people are now dismissing every other match I had prior to that.
Wow.
As if they did not know I was able to bring this side of me out. Because BCW, I truly believe that did not give me the opportunity to. And putting it with Nevaeh Chantel, it just seems like they were just like, okay, here's another woman in the pile. Well, here's another match for you. You know, there's something for your little spice of entertainment. But I don't want to be that. I want to be that center of attention. I want to be that individual that after the end of the night, you're the ones that you're buying my apron. You're the ones you're going to put on your posters, because I am a valuable asset no matter where I go. And I feel like because BCW is just noticing that, it's disrespectful that it took them this long to realize.
Wow. Well, so that's great in a way, because that's fuel to the fire that you're already building inside of you. You know, instead of taking this as a compliment, you're taking this as like a slap in the face, which I wouldn't have seen, but I understand your point here. Now, talking about opportunities, you have a massive opportunity here as a finalist in the Queen of North. Queen of North 5 coming up on April 20th at Richfield Park, New Jersey. Tickets are still on sale right now. Where you're going to go against Emily Jay and Tiffany Avatar. Mm-hmm. Now, talk to me about this. Massive opportunity for you. How do you feel about this triple threat match? And what does being Queen of North mean to you?
The Queen of North means that I am now going to be considered what I just said before, a valuable asset. No matter if it's to BCW or any other promotion, it just shows that I am able to be at that top level, to be against those type of competitors. I've been in the ring with Tiffany Avatar before, and it's clear to say, doesn't matter how many training sessions that she could have, she cannot lace up the spike of Bruce Bruce. As for Emily J, I understand that she was a wrestling fan growing up, and that's how most of her fan bases gravitate towards her. But here's the thing. I was a wrestling fan, too. I grew up as a wrestling fan. I obviously could not afford going to the amount of shows that she did growing up. I wasn't able to afford all this like memorabilia that's around me until I was an adult. And it's kind of also disrespectful to the fans to dismiss me and give her this praise, even though we both came from the same seed. Not necessarily disrespect to her, but I truly believe that if she has the same amount of passion that I have for professional wrestling, that she will bring it in this match. That she will bring her absolute best.
Well, speaking of bringing it, I think we all know what Emily Jay is going to bring to the table on that Saturday, and that's Governor AJ Pan by her side. Any thoughts about that?
I'm not worried about him. Bethel Brooks has faced both men and women in the squirrel circle. So this man's not even a competitor. So
no, he's not. But however, speaking as a manager, from a manager's experience, that could definitely sway the factor of a match, no problem, especially being that the governor is a management figure in BCW. Just saying.
I just really hope he does not get on my bad side.
I personally hope he does, because I would love for you to tear his armor bar. I would love to see it.
maybe after I'm finished with Emily Bay and Tiffany Avatar, that I just focus my sights on Mr. AJ Pan. And take out some little bit of frustration just for everybody else.
Oh, that'll be amazing. I actually would love to be on commentary for that. I want to see you take his arm off and just beat him over the head with it. That'd be amazing for me.
Yeah.
Well, Harleen Lopez, we are about to wrap up right here. Time flies here on the show talking to you. Do you have any last words you want to say right now to your opponents, Tiffany Avatar and Emily J, as we head to Queen of the North 5?
So on Monday, I'm going to be heading down to Florida for the first time in my both life and wrestling career. And I'm going to be training with the one and only legendary Sumi Sakai. And she's going to give me any type of tips and secrets that she may have up her sleeve in hopes for, well, this match. So that's all basically I have to say. It's just bring your absolute best. And if not...
Harlene Lopez, already a dangerous figure in that ring, about to be even deadlier. I cannot wait to witness this. Ladies and gentlemen, Queen of the North 5, Harlene Lopez versus Emily J versus Tiffany Avatar to be declared the new Queen of the North, who have quite the track record on becoming the next BCW Women's Championship. We shall see what happens here. Again, April 20th, Richfield Park, New Jersey. Doors open 4 o'clock. The show itself starts at 5, excuse me. For Harlene Lopez, the Spiteful Brute, I am Mark Schwann, shot of BCW. Until next time, cheers, everyone.
Thank you, Harlene. Good luck. I know from me, I know you have another horse in that fight. Sorry to sit down with Mark Schwann. You did the best. But yeah, look excited. Look forward to this match.
Wish him the best. You know, again, this I mentioned it last week. I'll talk about it again briefly. This is the first Queen of the North where there were a lot of upstarts in this match. This is going to be looked at in the future as the Queen of the North Finals, which probably produce some of the future stars. We're getting them like right at that point where the lightning is about to strike. Tiffany is finally finding herself. Harlene, she had that groundbreaking that performance against Rebecca Scott, which I think that solidified her in a lot of people's eyes, mine included. Mm-hmm. And Emily J is at that point of reaching superstardom. She has the tools are there. She has the charisma. The in-ring is clicking more and more each day. She has me representing her. So, I mean, the total package, it's just right there. So, whoever does win this, they have earned it. Of course, I'm going for the stunner because I think it needs to be a stunning queendom. But it's gonna be a fantastic match. I'm looking forward to that.
One of the mainstays, as you mentioned just a couple minutes ago, of Queen of the North is the man himself, the All-Father, Darius Carter, makes an appearance.
Yes.
He'll be putting the BCW World Championship on the line against Kylie Alexa.
This is a match that came out of the blue. It was very exciting. Like, it's hard. Darius Carter, he's beaten everybody.
Yeah.
So who do
except one person.
Except we are. We're not. Yeah. I'm not gonna say that. I'm good friends with Mr. Carter, so I'm not gonna bring that up. But it's tough to find competition for Darius at this point, and Kylie has she's one of a lot of people, but she's reached out. She was very vocal about wanting to come in, and she saw that opportunity. And I've actually been following her for quite a while. She's been killing it in NWA. She's the youngest and one of the youngest champions that NWA has had in one of their divisions. So she's very entertaining. She has a big personality. So you know what? Figured out why not? She wants a chance. I'm like, she has that credentials behind. She has those credentials behind her. Let's give her a shot at Darius. And Darius seems very excited for that. This is one of opponents in a while I haven't seen really talk down to.
Good point.
So he's actually taken this very seriously. I mean, he takes every match seriously, but he will never say he's excited for this match, but he's motivated. I'll put it that way. This is one he's motivated for, where he's, yeah, because like, we see all the time he will run down his opponents. He will talk so much trash about them. He hasn't really. He's just letting her know that he's not going to lose the championship to her, and she's going to go down and defeat, but he's not putting her down anyway. So I find that a bit interesting at this time. And Kylie, win, lose, or draw, she's looking to make an impact. So who knows what if she doesn't win here, or we could see a new champion, which would be shocking. We've seen that before, Queen of the North. But
big upset.
It could be. We could never rule things out here in BCW. But I see this as a star making moment. This could be for her. So maybe hopefully have her come back. Who knows? Contend for the Women's Championship, the Grand Dragon, or bring in her a pretty empowered tag team partner and challenge for the tag team championships. Of course, they would lose to Blonde Force Trauma, but that's another, you know. But it'd be a great match. People would love to see that match. I would love to see that match.
Blonde Force Trauma, when they're coming back.
So Ray Lynn is back. Heather should be back. I can't drop the official date yet, but we are all in discussions, and I believe it's looking the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, but start slowly. Ray Lynn is back, and you know what? We're doing it old school. I mean, that me and Ray started off at Queen of the North 2 together. It was me and her, and Raylan beat Vicious Vicky to advance into the... I'm not trying to say anything, but, you know.
I think you are.
I mean, you know, you know, we beat one of, you know, Mark Schwann's people. And if she, you know, she's a tag team champion now, and but she beat Vicky before.
Mm-hmm.
If Heather can't come back, maybe Ray Lynn deserves a women's championship opportunity. Just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying.
He's not him too.
We miss you, just saying, but you know.
And the BCW Women's Championship will be on the line as the aforementioned Vicious Vicky will take on Angel Metro.
Does Mark Schwann have to be at ringside? Do we know what's going on with him and Vicky? Because they have not been on the same page at all. No.
I think she's realizing the mistake she made. Again, she doesn't need a champion. She doesn't need a manager.
No.
We've been saying that since day one. Now she realizes she doesn't. He's just a dead weight.
I think that's why she went all nuts.
Maybe. It has to be.
Yeah, I mean, he drives us to drink after the show. So after...
During the shows? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well,
before the shows.
I try not before the shows, but, you know, I might the night before, I might, you know, depending on the pre-party. But definitely by intermission, if I have a couple run-ins with him, I might have to sneak off to the Phil Dunphy bar and have a shot.
He almost cost her the match last show.
He did. We almost saw a new champion.
I know he was benched the show before, so there's definitely some tension there.
I'm interested for the fact to see where this goes. Again, Vicky doesn't need him.
Oh.
So, can Mark redeem himself? I don't think he can, but no, what does he do? Has he been able to get in touch with her? Does he sit out again? I'm praying he does, but...
Please.
I'm sure we're going to see him because he knows he latches on to stars and stardom. And, of course, Queen of the North 5, that's one of our biggest events, so he's going to try to be there in some fashion, this leech. But Angel Metro is no slouch, so I think he might need to sit this out because one mistake there, and Angel can easily become the new BCW Women's Champion. She's another one that's hard-hitting. She's been in death matches, hardcore matches. So this is going to be a tough one for Vicky. This could be the one. The year long reign could end here.
Am I a bad person?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Why?
Oh, because I was just wondering what would happen to Mark if he does cost her the championship and it may put a smile on my face.
I would kind of like to see
that. Yeah, okay.
I would love to see that.
Oh, man. Imagine he screws Vicious Vicky out of the championship, the way he screwed the other woman out of the championship?
Yes. It's, yeah. Never believe Mark Schwann. He claims to be your friend. He claims to have your best interests at heart, and he turns on you in the, you know, snap of a finger.
That is your card for Queen of the North 5, April 20th, Ridgefield Park in New Jersey. Tickets are available. I think going fast, though, if there's any left by the time this airs. Again, please, please, please sell it to Front Row. Faye Jackson has promised there's Pretzel Surprise.
Yes, I don't know what that's going to be, but I'm excited to see that.
I'm there to find
out. I might
out.
Have to purchase a front row ticket for that.
Please.
Yes.
So, again, let's remind
you. Do we count commentary as front row?
I told you to put me in the front row.
We could move that up. Yeah, so
I asked you last show. Please.
I mean, I don't know if Alyssa Marina is going to want, but she might enjoy the surprise.
She will.
Yeah, I think she'd enjoy the surprise.
So, again, for those of you new to BCW, welcome. Queen of the North is not just a title.
No, it's not at all.
If you win Queen of the North, you get an opportunity for a championship.
Yes.
Any championship, correct? Or just women's championship?
It's just the... it has been just the women's championship as of the past couple of years.
Just precedent, but not by rule.
Not by rule. I don't have to go over the contracts again, but yeah, my lawyer's nowhere to be found, and after she lost, but we have to go. But as it predominantly has been for the women's championship, that's what it has been.
So we're going to crown a new queen.
We are going to crown a new queen.
The current queen has not to cash in. Does her...
She has till June to cash in because we had to push it back a bit due to the injury to Vicious Vicky.
That was my question. Okay.
Yeah, so she has till June to cash in.
Okay. Do they both cash in at the same time? Because we have that little lip.
I mean, they could. You never know. They could both cash in.
Interesting.
It's going to be... I said it at the beginning of the year. It's going to be an interesting year for BCW. All the pieces are falling back into place. Everybody's establishing their spots. We have a more defined roster at this point. So, I'm excited. I'm really excited and more people to step up and see where this is only our second event of the year. We have, I believe, on the schedule as of right now, 4 more events this year.
Okay.
After this. So, you know, we've added one more this year. So, let's keep on going. Hopefully by next year we'll be back up. I remember we were doing close to one every month.
You were.
So hopefully we can get back to that. But right now, yeah, we're slowly back. We're back. So it looks like 6 this calendar year. We're halfway there.
I remember several years ago, you guys had trouble thinking of a name for a show. And I gave Green Man the name I came up with, and you guys used it.
Which one was that?
July's Red, White, and Bruised.
Oh, yeah.
You bring that shit back. You know, it's my royalties. But it looked like a great card. Again, the first 4 matches were enough. Here's the next 4, champions included. April 20th, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey.
The Dunphy.
Brie Combination Wrestling, Brie R-I-I underscore Combination underscore Wrestling on Instagram, BCW underscore Wrestling underscore on Twitter / X, and Brie B-R-I-I Combination Wrestling on the Facebooks. Tickets are available. The link to tickets are there. Governor, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at AJPanPC, and you can find me on X / Twitter, AJPan underscore PCA. And you can find me on TikTok under that as well.
TikTok's still a thing?
Oh, it is. It is, yeah. I mean, I'm late to the game. I'm
you doing the dancing? You doing the trends?
I'm not doing the... I do the trends. I'm not doing the dancing. But yeah, I did the, you know, I'm a... Oh, I'm a karaoke host, and, you know, I
did that.
I did that one.
That was,
so,
good. That
yeah.
was a good one.
Thank you, yeah.
It was so good, Mark copied you the next week.
He did. He did, yeah, because he's he wants to... I wish he would admit. Things would be so much if he admitted he wants... He's the E to my Ari.
Absolutely. We call that all the time. I called him out on the show, yeah. Star Wrestling, when that happened. And yeah. He had some lame excuse.
But it is true. He is, yeah, he is the E. Which you'll see. It took 5 seasons. But, so, yeah, I think you'll see him soon embracing that. He, deep down, he's an AJ Pan guy.
Absolutely. Put it on a shirt.
Yes.
So, that's it. April 20th, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Queen of the North, 5. So, for the governor, for Harlan Lopez, thank you for your time. Unfortunately, Mark Schwann was there. I've been your host at Muck J Putty. Until then, putty out.